Sugar Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Jarrell in Forest Ranch. Good morning, Jarrell.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, take a break.
All right, good luck.
Jarrell, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Want to remind you, pal, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. Quote, I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone. What singing show did Blake used to be a coach on?
The Voice.
Chad Lowe turned 57 yesterday. On Pretty Little Liars, he's Byron Montgomery, the father of Lucy Hale's character, Aria. He's also the brother of what famous actor who was on Parks and Rec and the movie The Outsiders?
Rob Lowe.
38 years ago, actor Ray Bolger passed away. He was the Scarecrow in the movie The Wizard of Oz. In that movie, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
He wanted a brain.
It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson is trying to sell her L.A. area home. She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced they're separating this week. What's the name of Jessica's younger sister, who's also a singer?
Ashley.
And finally, it was 16 years ago that U.S. Airways pilot Captain Chesley Sullenberger landed on the Hudson River after both engines were disabled by a bird strike. All 155 people aboard survived. The event was made into a movie that starred Tom Hanks. What was it called?
The Pilot?
Let's get Tam back in. Jarrell, what's happening in Forest Ranch today, buddy?
Just dropped my son off at school, so got to go home and start work.
How old's your kid?
He's 10.
Ah, that's awesome. 10-year-old son. Wonder what that's like to have a son, Tam.
It's really awesome, actually.
Yeah, never.
Double dose of it
I
here.
Me too, actually.
Oh, me too.
Thanks, guys.
Way to roll it. Kids.
Good boy, Jarrell. Good for you, man.
Yeah.
And still had time to go 4 out of 5.
Nice.
All right.
Tammy, Blake Shelton is impressed by how hard Post Malone can party. Quote, I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone.
Wow.
What singing show did Blake used to be a coach on?
The Voice.
Remember that year in Nashville? We saw Blake at some basement bar just hanging out. He was so hammered.
But fun.
He was so funny.
So funny.
He took our producer Steph's her face in his hands like, you're like a little doll I put in a curio cabinet.
Yeah, he's like, you're so cute. I just want to put you in a curio cabinet. Years later, we asked him about that, and he goes, I don't know what a curio cabinet is. I'm like, you did that night.
He did that night. I got to find that audio. Yeah. As God is my witness, I think he said, I have no idea what a curio cabinet is. Anyway, it's 1-1. Jarrell knew that. Chad Lowe turned 57 yesterday. On Pretty Little Liars, he's Byron Montgomery, the father of Lucy Hale's character, Aria. He's also the brother of what famous actor who was on Parks and Rec and the movie The Outsiders?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe is right. Jarrell knew that, 2-2. 38 years ago, actor Ray Bolger passed away. He was the Scarecrow in the movie The Wizard of Oz. In that movie, what did the Scarecrow want from the wizard?
A brain.
A brain. Jarrell knew that, 3-3. It's not the best timing, but Jessica Simpson's trying to sell her L.A. area home. She and her husband, Eric Johnson, just announced this week that they're separated. What's the name of Jessica's younger sister, who's also a singer?
Ashley.
Ashley Simpson. Jarrell knew that. 4-4. And finally, it was 16 years ago that U.S. Airways pilot Captain Chesley Sullenberger landed on the Hudson River after both engines were disabled by a bird strike. All 155 people aboard survived. The event was made into a movie that starred Tom Hanks. What was it called?
Oh, gosh. Sully.
Sully. Jarrell, Tam, and I had the unbelievable opportunity to see Captain Sullenberger, Sully, he wanted us to call him, speak to us at a St. Jude convention we were at.
So great.
He was the keynote speaker. He was absolutely amazing. And what he went into on the speech, Tam, remember? It was the basis of Sully, the movie.
Yes.
He had such severe PTSD after that happened that he almost died. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't think about how that affects somebody, what he just did, the monumental event of what he was able to pull off. I still can't believe he was able to do that to this
amazing
day.
Such a hero.
Wow, such a hero. People in the audience, Jarrell, were asking him to run for president after his speech. Mm-hmm. And that's not an exaggeration.
Okay.
He was that great. All right, Tammy, you beat Jarrell, but just barely. 5-4. You're not going to get any money, Jarrell, but a great prize is coming your way, pal.
A family 4-pack of tickets to Disney on Ice, which comes to Pechanga Arena on January 23rd.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Jarrell, enjoy that. Unfortunately, you're going to have to leave one of your kids at home. Good luck with all that. And in the meantime, I have to have you say this.
Hey, I'm Darrell from Forest Ranch, and I flunked out of Camden College of Hollywood Knowledge.